Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Yitzhakyan ben Chana, Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and Simcha ben Echagetel. They should all bracha bat slacha b'chom asei adayim. We're going to be learning a mimer from the Sefer Meimarim, the 15th volume, in Yanei Sukkos v'Shmini Atzeres, Mimer Nun Hei. Says the Holy Rav that when we daven on the Yamim Noraim, we express our focus and our hope on the future. When the pasuk says Yirmiyahu Yitzayin Yud Gimel, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that the mikveh of the Jewish people, what purifies the Jewish people, is Hashem, to crown the entire world with the Keser Malchus Elyon, with this elevated crown of kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'simloi chato Hashem levadecha, you alone, God, will be the king. V'yeida kol pa'ul ki ata fe'alto, v'yavin kol yitzur ki ata yitzarto. Everything that was created will understand that you created it. And we conclude, v'yomar kol asher neshama be'apoi, Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Umalchusoi Bakol Mashala. And everybody who has a neshama in his nose will say that God, the Lord of Israel, is king, and his kingship rules over everything. And with this we teach the absolute truth that it's impossible for the world to have any idea unless it goes through the pipeline of the Jewish people. It has to go through the tzinor of Yisrael Am Kedosha. It has to go through Am Yisrael. If you want to know God, you can't just stam know God. You have to know God through Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. He's not just God, but he's the God of the Jews. So that's where all of the Das Hashem has to come from. And anybody who goes to God without having the Jews in mind, without understanding the Jewish God, is bowing down to idols. Nonsense. However, the lights of the world were extinguished through the Chait. Man went down. We could no longer be in Gan Eden. Lachazos benoyam Hashem, u'levaker v'hicholo. Nevertheless, the world has to come back to a place where we have a tikkun. There's no way that the world can stay forever, chas v'shalom, in a place of chait, of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the only tikkun that we've had in the meantime has been at Matan Torah, where we were purified. Yom Simchas Libo says the Medrash Zeh Matan Torah, that the Zayama, the spiritual impurity that afflicted the Jewish people, was removed, was eradicated, and we returned to our holy source, to the exalted, elevated plateau that we had been on before this sin, what the Zohar Kaddish calls Ziyara de Adam Kadmo, the shine of primordial man. And from that time on, the Nephilos of the world is only because of the Chisaron of the Shara Umos, Shadayin Mistoilim Bezoi Hamosam, since they didn't want to admit God Lusam Shal Yisrael and its Chayusam Shal Yisrael, they remain in their state of impurity. And Tamari de Gazach, the Medrash says that they heard a call going Misoif Olam Bat Soifoi, and all the kings shook. And the Medrash says they went to Bilam and they saw, what's this, all this noise we heard? What's the big rash? What's the balagan? What's going on? Something big happened, something huge happened. Maybe it's a mabul. I didn't just want to admit that it's because of the Klal Yisrael and the covet of Klal Yisrael is the covet of Hashem. Everything he created for his honor, when you give us honor, giving him honor. And what did Bilam answer? Bilam seemed to give a very firm answer. Hashem oiz lam o yitain. No, God is giving them the Torah. The oiz, the strength, is the Torah. He's giving it to his nation. So it sounds mamish gevaldik. No, 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 Bilam is saying. It's the covet of the Jewish people that you're hearing. But if you look carefully, you'll see that it was mamish neshikas sone. It was like the kiss of the enemy. Because he didn't, he negated here the godly choosing of Yisrael. That since we chose God and His Torah, and we focused our hearts to serve Him together, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Nasib Nishra Amru Ke'echod, and that schus, and the schus of our achdus, and our rutzin to be Makabel Torah, we were zochet to the Torah. He was zochah to this oz. And Bilam gave us an ashikas sone. He said, Hashem oiz lamo yitain. It's all from God. It's directly from God. But we don't have a chelek in it. And that's because of the refusal of the nations to agree to the greatness of the Jewish people. That are Davik be'alekim chayim, that we cling to the living God. And about us, the Pasuk says, L'man achai v'reyai adabra nashalom boch. We're all brothers together, and we have peace and unity to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, but the yisod of the Chayit HaKlali, what's the root of the primordial sin, is that the souls of the nations wanted to be kofet shelo kaseder. The nations, explains Rav Chalap, many of these ma'amarim, or all of them, are all based on Kabbalistic sources. And I don't know all or even a few of the Kabbalistic sources, but he says here a big chiddush, that it's the yisod of the chet ha'klali, of the general sin, assuming he means the primordial sin, is because the nafshos ha'amim, the souls of the nations, were jumping shelo kaseder, out of order. They wanted to jump over the Jewish people. They wanted to go higher than their madrega. And they don't understand that the only people who can really be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klal Yisrael. It says in Bamidbar Rabbah, Beis Gimel, and Klal Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim, Samach Zayin, Amar Aleph, Shabbos. So we have to realize that it all comes through Klal Yisrael. How this is the, where we see this is the yisod of the Chayit HaKlali, I don't know. But that's what the holy man says, that the yisod of the Chayit HaKlali is that the Ummos didn't appreciate the fact that you can only get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Klal Yisrael, and they try to jump Madregas that they weren't shaykh to. And we have to know that the Jewish people don't ever sin. It's all Sha'am Noatzim Sipornayim B'Gvulam Shal Yisrael. So the sins really of us come from the outside. So what happens, we send the two Seirim, one Lashem, which is Yaakov, one Lazazel, which is Esau. We send it with all Avonosam, Avonos Tam, the Avonos of the Tam, of the Ishtam Yeshav Aholim, of Yaakov. And we send them away to Azazel because all of our sins came from him. Like Kal Yisrael, it says in Mishlei, Amar Alf Yibayz, Malasu Toy V'Loy Rok, all you make Hayel. We only do good, and all of our bad comes from the Rami V'chutz. And that means that when a Yid sins, he becomes a Shtigl Goy. His Neshama comes the Neshama of a Goy. What we want to do is, we want to remove this impure soul. The garish has been amma shivcha yarsha gvirta. This impure soul that inherited her master, this maidservant that inherited her master, Mishlei Lamed Chav Gimel. And we'd like to restore the Jewish soul to her mother. Knesset Yisrael, which is the collective soul of the Jewish people. But when we sin, we're exchanging our holy soul for the impure soul of the Umos HaOlam. And that's the greatness of the secret of the greatness of the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Because Baruch was there for every yachid, like it says in Rosh Hashanah 18a, that every yachid has a din of a tzivor. She a yachid ki tzivor laharva oiran shel Yisrael abilti nivgam. That a yachid is like a tzivor to shine the light of the Jewish people. It isn't pogrom at all. Every yachid during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva has a din of a tzivor, and we get back our original, we connect to our Jewish soul. Kippur, or the Vchinas, Hevel Piyam Shel Tinoka Shel Otam Utam Chait. You say Baruch Shein Kavod Machus Al Adam Void. You say B'Kol Ram like Malachim. We become pure again. We replace our Gentile soul with our Jewish soul. That's the Mahalach of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Be Mamlech Hashem through Klal Yisrael and invite her on Yom Kippur to be pure like angels and to remove all of our Goyishkeit. And then comes Sukkot. So we want to fulfill all the tefillos we daven in the Yom Noraim. God should be king, and we want to do tshuva, and we want to bring life to the world. Tov ayin hu yivoyroch, person with a good eye, he should be blessed. Mishlei 22:9. So therefore, we have an ayin tova for the nations. We bring 70 bulls for the 70 nations. Sukkah 55b. So we say, hold on tight, and you'll be saved too. We want to save you. The Goyim knew, like it says in Vikra Rabbah 1:11, what the Beis HaMikdash does for them. It was surrounded with citadels to protect it, to guard it. There was Zocha, they would see with the clarity of truth that there's no Musar Ruchni without the shining light of God that shines in the Beis HaMikdash. Rome, Rishon, Makom Mikdashenu, Yirmiyahu Yitzayin Yibayz. A very exalted place, the Makom HaMikdash, the light of the Jewish people. But since they're kicking at the Otzus Chaim, they don't accept these treasures of life. So the Parim become less and less. That symbolizes there's 70, and the first day is 13, the second day is 12. And every day it goes down. Is there Boeit Baharitz HaSabotus Chaim? We want to give them life, and they don't want to accept the life that we're giving them. So therefore, you can't force feed them. You have to make it less every day. That's why Dafke b'mei hachag, the goyim have a special sinner for us. And Melchemes Gog and Magog is going to be on Sukkot, like the Torah says, or Chaim Tav Tzadi. Because that's an expression of kicking back at the benefits that the Jewish people receive. And I'm saying, not only the benefits the Jewish people receive, but that they receive from the Jewish people. The goyim don't appreciate what we do for them. And therefore they hate us, and then they're going to even try to attack us, Melchemes Gog and Magog. They announce that they don't have a chelek in Hashem Elokei Yisrael, they don't have a chelek in Am Yisrael. And that's the secret of why we scream, Hashana, save us! Because we want to save us from the Roideif. You're allowed to save a person, but not Shishol Roideif. They want to consume us. But we want to be saved from that. So we scream Hoshana. So now we have the secret of why we're screaming Hoshana. We're saved from the goyim. They want to eat us. They want to consume us. On these holy days of Sukkot, when we're really trying to help them, but they rebel against that. They don't show appreciation. Adarabah, they want to get us. Magog or Magog. Like it says in Tehillim at the beginning. Make a war on Hashem v'al Mashicho. They want to destroy us. They don't appreciate all the good we do for them. So we say, Hashana, save us. Save us from the goyim. And the Yeshua actually comes in Shmini Atzeres. We have a gilui of la'asid einoid mevadoi v'nizkav Hashem levadoi b'yoy mahu. This is a Karbach song, well known that Yeshaya Hanavi would copy right out of Karbach's songbook. So Yeshaya writes in Beis Yud Aleph, v'nizkav Hashem levadoi b'yoy mahu. There's going to be a gilui la'asid and Shmini Atzeres of God being alone. Ani ve'ata nasis suta achas k'tana, just me and you. All the tikkunim are done, and the Jew's soul that returns to its source in the times of tshuva. And then it was only a diras haroi during Sukkot. We'd only done tshuva b'chinas diras haroi. Comes around Yom Kippur. And Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we did. And Sukkot, we have Diras Aroi. It's only a temporary dwelling, but now it's going to be a permanent dwelling. Atzeres tiyeh lechem. Stop. The buck stops here. It's going to have a kviyus and holy pathways to the fulfillment of the ultimate faith and goal that we all hope for are being paved. V'haya Hashem melech al kol haaretz v'amri Hashem echad shmo echad. God's going to be king, and he's going to be one, his name is going to be one, and the Jewish people are the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yisrael Asher B'cha Espar. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tvuasa. God glorifies in us. The holy HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the beginning of his Tvura. Amzi Yitzarti L'itidasa Yitidatiyasa Peru. I created this nation. You relate my praises. So God glorifies in us. We're His name. So it means Shmo Yachad. V'amro Hoshiyenu v'lishenu v'kapsenu v'zlenu v'nagoyim v'hotu v'shem kutshecha v'shvech v'zilsecha v'yom v'malav v'zayim lamed hei. It said, save us, the God of our salvation, gather us from, save us from the goyim, to thank your holy name and to glorify in your praise. Conclude with a pasuk from Yeshaya and Vav Yud Gimel, Kirafti Tzidkasi Lo Sirchak Chuasi Lo Ta'acher and Asati Tzion Shuul Yisrael Tefariti, that the Tzidkus is not far, nor is the Yeshua not going to be late, and I'm placing in Zion salvation for the Jewish people, my glory. So here we have the Mahalach of Shana. The Goyim have to understand they only get to God through us. Seres Yimei Tshuva, we all have a din of a tzibur. We remove all the Goyishkeit from ourselves, including Yom Kippur, where we send the Esav away. That's all our sins go with him. And then we celebrate Sukkot, time of great Simcha, where we want the nations also to benefit from us. We bring 70 bulls, but they don't appreciate it, they're jealous of us. So it becomes less and less every day, one less bull every day. And then comes Shmini Atzeres, where it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's Hashem HaDadah V'Yamahu. So we have a nice Mahalach in the Yanim of Yom Noraim Sukkos, M'shul HaVizoch, Elom HaVolam, Elishma V'Lasos, and to a Kim of the Pasuk, V'Amru HaShienu, V'Yishenu, V'Kavtsenu, V'Selenu, V'Nagoyim, V'Hoydes HaShem Kodshecha, L'Shpech V'Selosecha, Amen.